The Poor Wife of the Billionaire. Chapter 51. The money is too little. Annabelle looked up to the door. To her surprise, she saw Erica and Kathy. Though Erica was already more than 40 years old, she looked young and still had her feminine charm. She was wearing a purple dress, which made her look noble and elegant. But her expression was that of anger. Rupert had not come back home the previous night. Kathy made breakfast early in the morning and took it to him, but she ended up returning home with red eyes. Kathy told Erica that she went to deliver breakfast to Rupert, but she was pushed to the floor by Annabelle. The breakfast was also spilled on the floor. According to her, Annabelle made a lot of unpleasant remarks. She also mentioned that Rupert had blocked a knife for Annabelle and got injured in the process. Kathy made all sorts of exaggerated complaints to her, and Erica became so anxious that she wanted to call Rupert to ask about his wound. But Kathy urged her to stop, telling her, "Rupert didn't want me to tell you. If he knew I told you, he would be angry. Don't worry. The wound is not a big deal." After a brief pause, Kathy made another statement that added fuel to the fire. "But it's really dangerous for him to remain with that woman, Annabelle. It's all her fault. If it weren't for her, he would not have gotten hurt. Fortunately, he wasn't seriously injured this time. But since Annabelle is still with him, who knows what will happen next time. Annabelle is a jinx. I'll drive her away." It was no secret that Erica didn't like Annabelle at all. They both went off to Benton Group to confront Annabelle. Erica looked around the conference room and found that Annabelle was not alone. The CEO of Lady Fashion was there with her. So, she suppressed her anger and ordered in a low voice, "Annabelle, come out." Seeing that Erica and Kathy had not come with good intentions, Annabelle stood up and asked with a frown, "What is it?" "I'm in a meeting now. If you have anything to say, please wait for me." "Annabelle, you—" But before Erica could finish the statement, Annabelle marched over and shut the door. Then she locked it and came back. "I'm sorry, Mr. McCoy. Please let's continue." She opened the plan and began to introduce it to Brett in detail. "These are details about the capital, manpower, and raw materials needed for mass production of Ice and Fire." One by one, she explained the parts of the plan to him. When she was done, Ice and Fire nodded in satisfaction. "Great." Meanwhile, outside the conference room, Erica and Kathy were nursing their bruised prides. Erica was so angry that she gnashed her teeth in fury. "No problem. I'll wait for her." "Auntie, please don't be angry," Kathy pleaded, looking very nice and innocent. "I understand that what Annabelle did was very disrespectful. How could she treat you like this? She's just like a country bumpkin. How can she match the standards of our family? I think my cousin is bewitched by her seductive looks." Erica's eyes flashed with determination. "I won't let Rupert marry such a woman." Erica and Kathy had to wait for 2 hours before Annabelle finished her meeting with Brett. Finally, the door of the conference room was opened. Seeing Brett coming out with his assistant, Erica and Kathy stormed into the room. "Annabelle, how did Rupert get hurt?" Erica demanded, already prepared for battle. "You can ask him," Annabelle replied without even raising her head as she concentrated on packing up her stuff. She had enough of Kathy. She not only went to Water Moon Community to give her trouble in the morning but also brought Erica to Benton Group to harass her. The girl was getting on her nerves. "Auntie, I've asked the security. Rupert got injured because of Annabelle." Kathy spat in an effort to fan the fire. "If it weren't for her, how else would Rupert get hurt? You are jinxed. Sooner or later, you'll get Rupert killed. I won't let you stay by his side and hurt him," Erica shouted in fury. The more she looked at Annabelle, the more she disliked her. She didn't understand why Bruce, who used to be a big shot in the business world, would prefer a girl like Annabelle and make such an engagement for Rupert. Even Rupert had changed his attitude towards Annabelle recently. He had been defending her, as if he was going to accept her. He didn't even take Erica's words seriously anymore. After packing and tidying up the table, Annabelle finally looked up at Erica and said flatly, "The person who stabbed Rupert was Nina. If you want to hold someone responsible, you should go to her. I'm still busy with my work. Please don't disturb me." "Annabelle, how dare you?" Erica screamed in a mixture of anger and disbelief. "Here is $50 million. Take the money and leave now. I don't want to see you ever again," Erica ordered, slamming a check on the table. Her eyes were filled with anger and disgust towards Annabelle. $50 million? Annabelle curled her lips mockingly. Apparently, Erica was bent on spending a lot just to drive her away. But this would not work on her. Seeing that Annabelle didn't say anything in response, Kathy felt she was shocked by the presence of so much money. So, she said sarcastically, "Annabelle, look carefully. This is $50 million. You haven't seen so much money, have you? To be honest, you can't make so much money throughout your entire life. Take the money and get out." $50 million, right?" Annabelle asked, looking down at the check and picking it up. "Take the money and get out. Don't bother Rupert anymore," Erica shouted again, feeling nothing but disgust when she saw Annabelle taking the check. As far as she was concerned, Annabelle was clearly a country bumpkin that could easily be tempted by money. But she didn't mind, provided that could make Annabelle go away. At least, she would never see Annabelle again in the future. Out of sight, out of mind. But to her astonishment, Annabelle tore the check into pieces and threw it at her and Kathy. "I'm sorry, but the money is too little," she said in disdain. "Annabelle, don't be so stupid," Kathy shouted at her when the pieces of paper hit her face. What did Annabelle mean? $50 million was little? And now, she was clinging to Rupert at all costs? Clearly, she realized that as long as she got married to Rupert and became the hostess of the Benton family, there would be much more than $50 million at her disposal. Erica's expression changed when she figured this out. She decided to calm down and talk without shouting. "How much do you want for you to leave Rupert?" she asked, glaring at Annabelle. "I will leave, but not now." Annabelle shrugged. "It's up to me when to leave. Don't worry. I don't like your family, including Rupert." Then she picked up her computer bag, turned around and walked out of the conference room. She had hardly walked out the door when she suddenly bumped into a hard body. "Ouch. What the?" Annabelle was shocked when she looked up and saw a familiar handsome face staring back at her. "Rupert? When did you come here?" Annabelle asked. Chapter 52. Annabelle didn't like him. "I don't like your family, including Rupert." Annabelle's arrogant yet charming voice kept ringing in Rupert's ear. Annabelle didn't like him. Why? Was there anything wrong with him? Rupert frowned as he tried to figure out her reasons. He had always been a proud man. This was the first time that he felt the sense of being disliked. In the past, he had always disliked others, but now he was being disliked. Seeing Rupert standing there with a long face, Annabelle asked in surprise, "Rupert, I thought you wanted to stay at home. Why did you come here all of a sudden?" Before Rupert could say anything in response, Kathy beat him to it. "Cousin, you came just in time. Look at my face. This was what Annabelle did to me. She has even hit your mom." Annabelle was speechless. "When did she hit Erica and Kathy? Didn't I tell you not to give her any trouble?" Rupert asked, fixing Kathy with a cold glance. His imposing manner was so intimidating that Kathy trembled in fear. Blinking nervously, she looked to Erica for help. "Auntie. Rupert, what's so good about this woman? Why are you so protective of her?" Erica asked angrily. How could her son be so nice to this bumpkin? This was something she couldn't understand. "I only know that Grandpa likes her," Rupert answered. "And he is not in good health. Do you want to put his health in jeopardy by getting him angry?" "You." Erica was going to say something, but she stopped. Since Rupert used Bruce as an excuse, Erica couldn't invalidate it. "I said I would leave, but not now. Annabelle looked down at the pieces of the check on the floor. You'd better keep the 50 million for yourself. With that, she walked out of the conference room. Auntie, just look at her. What sort of attitude is that? Kathy shouted, stamping her feet in anger. She had thought that she could get Erica to chase Annabelle away since Annabelle had made Rupert get injured, but her mission turned out to be unsuccessful. Even Rupert protected her. Rupert, is your hand okay? Erica asked, grabbing his hand gently. It's fine. Rupert withdrew his hand from her grip. Erica snorted. I heard you got injured because of Annabelle. It has nothing to do with her, Rupert said coldly. Mom, don't cause any more trouble for Annabelle. Am I causing her any trouble? Erica snapped, pissed off by her son's accusation. Rupert, I'm doing this for your own good. Are you really going to marry this bumpkin? What's so good about her? At best, she's only beautiful. Why are you so obsessed with her? This kind of woman is unruly and greedy. She might have done something shameless behind your back. Exactly. Kathy concurred eagerly. Annabelle came from the countryside. What else can she do apart from seducing men? You've just been kept in the dark. The last time I went shopping with my friend, saw Annabelle with a man. What man? Rupert asked with a frown. Marcel Brooks, Kathy said. I don't know how she got to know Marcel. The two of them were very close, walking hand in hand. Enough! Rupert shouted, his handsome face darkened in anger. Annabelle and Marcel are friends. Don't make blind and stupid conjectures. But still, he couldn't help but remember the image of Annabelle singing to Marcel in the bar that day. Without another word, he turned around and returned to his office with a sour face. He looked at the documents on the table but couldn't read a word. No matter how he tried, he couldn't get rid of the image in his imagination of Annabelle and Marcel making out. Finley was outside, coming to give him a document to sign. But when he reached the door, he heard Rupert scolding someone in a stern voice, "Why is there a typo?" "I'm sorry, sir. I'll fix it right away," the department manager, to whom Rupert was speaking, said respectfully. He was sweating profusely as he stood before the CEO. He felt the CEO was different today. True, his face hardly ever looked happy. But today, he criticized him for over half an hour over a typo. "Go and fix it right now," Rupert ordered, throwing the document at him. "Yes, sir." The manager nodded and hurried out of the office. When he met Finley at the door, he told him, "He's in a bad mood today. Pray for yourself." In a bad mood? The CEO always had a cold look. When was he ever in a good mood? Finley knocked on the door, not knowing what to expect. "Come in," Rupert called. His voice was even sharper than before. As soon as Finley stepped into the office, an icy atmosphere enveloped him. "Mr. Benton, this document needs to be signed," he said, handing Rupert the document he was holding. Rupert took the document, glanced at it with a frown and asked, "Isn't this document to be sent to the partner this afternoon? Why didn't you give it to me to sign earlier?" Finley's heart trembled. The reason he didn't bring the document sooner was simply because Rupert had been on leave all morning. Sensing what Finley was thinking, Rupert asked, "Why didn't you come to my place to get my signature?" Finley's scalp went numb under Rupert's cold gaze. "I'll do that next time." Eventually, Rupert decided to sign the document. After taking back the signed document, Finley turned around and was about to walk out when he heard Rupert ask behind him, "If a woman doesn't like a man, what could be the reason?" Finley stopped in confusion. A woman did not like a man? What did he mean? Who was this woman? Who was the man? Did a woman refuse Rupert? But that was impossible. So many women were chasing after him. But if any such woman existed, how on earth would he know the reason? After thinking for a while, Finley said, "Maybe it's because the man isn't good enough. Get out! Rupert shouted in fury. After Annabelle got back to her office, she buried herself in her work. The meeting with Brett was very successful. He was very satisfied with her plan and hoped that they could launch new products as soon as possible. Annabelle would be very busy in the next couple of days. She had to keep an eye on the progress of the new product launch and make sure it was launched as soon as possible. Just as Annabelle was about to begin calling all the relevant staff for a meeting on the production issue, her phone rang. It was a call from Rupert. "Hello," she said as she picked it up. But she had hardly completed the word when a cold voice from the other end of the line cut her off. "Come to my office. Chapter 53 I have the final say." Before Annabelle could say anything, Rupert hung up abruptly. Hearing the beeping tone on the phone, Annabelle shook her head helplessly. Conti int bel 0ngs to nov, e, ld slash rama, dot. Org. Why did Rupert call her again? Lately, he seemed to always look for her whenever something happened. Confused, Annabelle took the elevator to Rupert's office. The door to his office was slightly ajar. Before entering, she knocked on the door. "Come in," Rupert called out. Annabelle pushed the door open and found Rupert sitting at his desk. He had taken off his suit jacket and put it on the sofa, leaving only a white shirt on. The topmost buttons on his chest were casually unbuttoned, exposing his well-defined chest muscles. This coupled with his handsome face, he looked extraordinarily handsome. At this moment, Rupert was staring at his computer screen and typing on the keyboard with one hand. For a moment, Annabelle fell into a trance. It turned out that Rupert was an alcoholic. His right hand was injured, yet he still worked tirelessly. "Like what you see." Out of the corner of his eye, Rupert saw that Annabelle was staring at him. He broke into a sly smile. His deep voice brought Annabelle back to her senses. Embarrassed, she coughed and changed the subject. "Why did you call me? You had a meeting with Brett this afternoon, right?" Rupert stopped what he was doing. He leaned back in his chair and crossed one leg over the other. This simple yet graceful move fully encapsulated just how elegant and noble he was. "That's correct." Annabelle nodded, confused by Rupert's concern for the project. Did he plan to invest more in the jewelry? Or did he want to explore the jewelry market? "I want details on the progress you've made." As he spoke, Rupert narrowed his eyes at her. Annabelle nodded obediently. "Today's meeting was mainly for both sides to discuss next steps. I'm sorting out the minutes of the meeting right now. I'll send them to you once I'm done. If there's nothing else, I'll get back to work." Seeing that Annabelle couldn't wait to leave, Rupert frowned unhappily. "Wait. Anything else?" Rupert raised his injured hand. "Have you forgotten? The doctor said I should apply ointment to the wound twice a day." Annabelle was confused. "Okay, so do it." Rupert said expressionlessly, "I don't know how." "What?" What the hell was wrong with this man? He didn't know how to do something as simple as applying ointment. One Annabelle was about to retort when Rupert pursed his thin lips and said unhappily, "Is this how you treat the person who saved your life?" "Okay, fine. I'll help you, okay." Annabelle rolled her eyes in exasperation. "Where's the ointment?" Rupert pointed at the drawer wordlessly. Annabelle opened the drawer, took out the ointment, squatted down and carefully unwrapped Rupert's bandage. Then she opened the lid, picked up some ointment with her fingers, and applied it on the wound gently and evenly. Her slender fingers gently stroked the back of his hand, and the coolness of the ointment made Rupert feel comfortable. "Did you ever study medicine?" Rupert couldn't help but ask. Annabelle paused what she was doing, too stunned to reply. "You're very good at this." Rupert looked down at the woman squatting in front of him with a meaningful look in his eyes. "I know a little about it," Annabelle replied with a smile. For some reason, what with Annabelle rubbing his hand, Rupert felt a sense of tranquility. "Annabelle." Rupert suddenly called her name in a low and hoarse voice. Yet. Annabelle looked up at him and saw a spark of desire in his deep-set eyes. Do you really? Rupert was about to ask, do you really dislike me? But suddenly, Annabelle's phone rang and interrupted him. Sorry, I have to take this. Annabelle took out her phone from her pocket to check the caller ID. It was Marcel calling. When Rupert saw the name Marcel flashing on the screen, his expression darkened immediately. Did Annabelle have that kind of relationship with Marcel? With ointment slathered all over her hand, Annabelle couldn't answer the phone properly. So she put the phone on the table and put it on speaker. Annabelle, are you busy? Marcel asked. Annabelle smiled. No, why? What's wrong? Does something bad have to happen before I can call you? Marcel asked begrudgingly. Of course not. You can call me anytime, Annabelle said with a chuckle as she continued to apply ointment on Rupert's hand. Are you free tonight? Sure. What's up? You left my birthday party early because you weren't feeling well. It just so happens I'm free tonight, so how about I treat you to dinner? Marcel offered. Okay. See you later. Annabelle agreed without hesitation. She was so focused on Rupert's hand that she failed to notice the stormy rage in his eyes. Clearly, he was very unhappy. How could Annabelle flirt with another man right in front of him? Was it because of Marcel that Annabelle didn't like him romantically? How could she be unwilling to see him but willing to smile at Marcel? Was Marcel Annabelle's type? Okay, that's settled then. I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock. See you later. I love you. Then, Marcel happily hung up. Annabelle stood up to put the phone away, but unexpectedly, her legs had gone numb after squatting for a long time. She lost her balance and abruptly fell on Rupert. By sheer coincidence, she hit Rupert's wound. Rupert immediately groaned in pain. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Rupert. Are you okay? Feeling embarrassed, Annabelle hurriedly stood up to check on him. You like Marcel? Rupert's face turned a ghastly pale. He returned her question with another. Marcel. Annabelle was too stunned for words. She just saw Marcel as a brother. Did Rupert misunderstand their relationship again? Then again, Annabelle didn't feel the need to explain herself to him. He's all right, Annabelle answered indifferently. What was that supposed to mean? So she did like him, was that it? Rupert's face darkened completely. Have you forgotten about the Ice and Fire series? Don't leave this office until you perfect the plan. But I have plans tonight, Annabelle protested. Besides, the plan's already perfect. Even Brett agrees. All of a sudden, Rupert stood up and looked down at Annabelle. I'm your boss. I have the final say. Chapter 54 Running into an old friend. Seeing Rupert's long face, Annabelle finally gave in, albeit reluctantly. Okay, fine. You're the boss. After all, she was now an employee of Benton Group, and Rupert was the president. If he asked her to stay and work overtime, she had to do as he said. That was the law of the office jungle. As soon as she left Rupert's office, Annabelle called Marcel to cancel their dinner plan. Marcel sounded very disappointed. Annabelle, didn't you just say yes a while ago? How come you're suddenly unavailable? I'm really sorry, Marcel. Something urgent came up. We'll go out some other time, my treat. Annabelle felt helpless. If it weren't for Rupert, she wouldn't have needed to work overtime. With a resigned sigh, she returned to her seat and went over the plan again carefully. She hadn't even started revising it when she suddenly received a call from Rupert. Yes. Annabelle picked up the phone promptly. Rupert's magnetic voice sounded from the other end of the line. Didn't you say that you'd send me the minutes of the meeting? I've been waiting for them for half an hour. Seriously? Only half an hour? When would this man quit playing tricks with her? Did he have a grudge against her or something? Annabelle closed her eyes and cursed him silently. Out loud, she said through gritted teeth, I haven't finished it yet. What have you been doing with your time? Rupert snapped impatiently. Annabelle took a deep breath to calm herself down. It works somewhat. I'll show you the minutes of the meeting and the plan once I'm done, she said flatly.
Fine.
Rupert pursed his lips. It was time to get off work, but Annabelle was still forced to stay. She sorted out the meeting minutes and perfected the plan. When she was sure that everything was good, Annabelle took them to the CEO's office. Are you finished? When Rupert saw Annabelle come in, he raised his head and glanced at her indifferently. Annabelle nodded, walked up to Rupert, and handed him the documents. Rupert skimmed through the meeting minutes. After a while, he asked, "Won't you explain them to me in detail? I've written everything down there clearly." The meeting agenda was to discuss next steps in the mass production of the Ice and Fire series. Pointing at the minutes of the meeting, Annabelle explained each item to Rupert one by one. This man had to be doing this on purpose. She still remembered that just a few days ago, Heather had brought the cooperation plan with Norman Group to Rupert. Rupert hadn't even glanced at it. He had asked Heather to leave it on his desk. How come Rupert wanted her to explain everything to him? Was he still mad at her for kicking him yesterday? What a child. Annabelle complained silently. After explaining the meeting minutes to him in detail, Annabelle proceeded to open the other document. Just as she was about to begin her explanation, Rupert interrupted her. Have you had supper yet? Rupert asked flatly. Not yet. Annabelle shook her head. She had been busy all day. How could she have had time for dinner? All of a sudden, Rupert stood up. Let's go. Annabelle was stunned. Where? To a restaurant, of course. Rupert said, as though it was the most obvious thing in the world. He didn't want to work this woman to the bone. She deserved a nice meal. After saying that, Rupert put on his suit jacket and strode out without waiting for her. Annabelle hurried to follow him. Your treat? She asked cautiously. Of course. Rupert said without missing a beat. Still, Annabelle was unconvinced. Why do you suddenly want to treat me to dinner? Rupert paused and looked at her. Do you think I'm a mean boss? Annabelle wanted to say yes, but when she raised her head and met Rupert's icy cold gaze, she swallowed her words. Together, they drove to a high-end restaurant.
Ah, Mr. Benton.
Pleasure to have you back. The manager of the restaurant enthusiastically greeted Rupert as soon as they entered. There was a private room exclusive for Rupert in this restaurant. Sometimes, he would come here when he was working late. Other times, he would meet with his clients here. But this was the first time he had brought a girl here. The manager couldn't help but steal a few more glances at Annabelle. She was tall, slender, and pretty. Moreover, she had bright eyes and a lovely smile. What a beauty! Noticing that the manager kept staring at Annabelle, Rupert frowned and shot him a cold glance. The manager shivered under his gaze and quickly looked away. Mr. Benton, this way, please. The manager was very hospitable. He personally escorted Rupert and Annabelle to the top floor. The elevator door slid open. Just as Annabelle was about to walk out, she was blocked by a tall, broad figure. Rory Kelly. Rory was the top star of Star Entertainment, Annabelle's company. He was also one of her suitors. What was he doing here? Annabelle looked up at him in surprise. Before she could say anything, Rupert spoke up first. Rory, what a coincidence. Rory broke into a smile, his eyes darting between Annabelle and Rupert. What a coincidence indeed. Aren't you supposed to be filming in Madison? When did you come back? Rupert asked politely. The Kelly family and the Benton family used to be neighbors, so Rory was Rupert's childhood friend. The two men had practically grown up together and were on good terms. The Kelly family's main business was in entertainment, film, and television. 2 years ago, Rory became an actor. His good looks and melancholic temperament made him popular among women. Over the past 2 years, he had made great progress and won several awards consecutively. He had even been dubbed the best actor of his generation by some. "I just got back." When Rory looked at Annabelle, his expression softened and a smile tugged at the corners of his thin lips. Seeing this, Rupert frowned. "This is my fiancée, Annabelle."
"Fiancée?"
Astonishment flashed across Rory's handsome face. So the rumor was true? Annabelle was Rupert's fiancée? Rupert nodded. "Annabelle, this is my friend, Rory." Annabelle nodded with a small smile. "I've heard a lot about you." While she managed to maintain a neutral expression, there were traces of confusion and surprise in her eyes. Wasn't Rory supposed to be filming in Madison? Why did he suddenly come back? Moreover, the two men seemed to be quite comfortable with each other. What if Rory said something to Rupert? Was her identity going to be exposed? Chapter 55. "Don't be so cruel to me. We are leaving now," Rupert announced. The fact that Rory couldn't take his eyes off Annabelle irritated him very much. After saying goodbye to Rory, he took Annabelle into the box. She sat down and asked him, "Do you know Rory?" "We used to be neighbors," Rupert replied indifferently. "Do you have a good relationship with him?" Annabelle asked. Rupert narrowed his eyes and looked at her with a suspicious frown. "What? Are you interested in him?" "Of course not," Annabelle denied. "I just have a friend who is a fan of Rory. I didn't think you would know him. Since you know him, I guess I can ask you to help get his autograph."
"Really?"
Rupert huffed.
"Yes."
Annabelle nodded, even though she knew how displeased he was. Frankly, there was nothing between her and Marcel, but Rupert still thought otherwise. He never failed to remind her all the time that she was his fiancée. What if he found out that Rory had been chasing her for the past 2 years? What would he do? "What would you like to eat?" Rupert asked, handing her the menu. "You can order whatever you like. I don't mind," Annabelle said, handing back the menu to him. She was busy thinking about Rory. Rupert took it and ordered a long list of spicy dishes without any hesitation. "Novelt, Ram, Aorg owns this content." Annabelle was stunned as she listened to him listing them out to the waiter. These dishes were her favorites. If she could remember correctly, Rupert didn't like spicy food. At least, she had never seen him eat spicy food before. "Do you also like spicy food?" Annabelle asked in surprise. "You have an injury on your hand. I think you'd better eat something less spicy."
"No, I don't like it," Rupert said with a careless shrug.
"Then why?" Annabelle's jaw dropped in shock as the dishes were served on the table. "I ordered them for you so that you would not say that I'm inhuman," Rupert said with a faint smile. Annabelle didn't know what to say. Even though all of the dishes were her favorites, she had no appetite at the moment. Instead, her mind remained fixed on the sudden return of Rory. Did something happen to Star Entertainment? That could not have been possible though. If something had happened, she would have known about it. "Sorry. I need to use the bathroom," Annabelle said and stood up. She was having a sudden ache in her stomach. Rupert nodded with a frown. He always felt something was wrong with Annabelle, especially after she kept talking about Rory. Meanwhile, as Annabelle approached the door of the bathroom, she saw a tall figure standing there. It was Rory. Wearing a pair of dark sunglasses, Rory leaned against the wall, with a cigarette between his fingers. Surrounded by the cigarette smoke, his handsome face wore a sad look. But the moment he saw Annabelle, he immediately put out the cigarette. He knew she didn't like the smell of cigarettes. "Annabelle, why are you hiding from me? Why didn't you answer my phone calls? Why didn't you reply to my emails?" Rory asked, staring at her with sadness in his eyes. "Sorry. I've been very busy these days. I haven't checked my emails for some time now," Annabelle said with a smile. But she knew what the contents of those emails would be even without reading them.
In the last 2 years, Rory had written her numerous love letters, but she was just not interested in him. For Annabelle, Rory was just a good partner at work and a wonderful friend, but they would never be lovers. He was simply not her type.
Really?
Rory asked with a frown. Annabelle nodded hurriedly, and then she asked the question that had been nagging at her mind. Aren't you supposed to be abroad? Why did you suddenly come back?
Business.
Or is it something personal?
If I didn't come back, you would become someone else's wife.
Rory told her straightforwardly. Looking at the girl he had been in love with for the last 2 years, Rory became overwhelmed with emotion. 2 years ago, Kelly Group encountered a financial crisis, and the entertainment company under the group was in danger of closing. Rory became depressed. By chance, he met Annabelle. Back then, she was still studying in France. She was very much interested in the entertainment industry, so she invested in Kelly Group and established Star Entertainment. To the public, Rory was the boss and founder of Star Entertainment. Only a few of the senior executives in the company knew that Annabelle was in fact the brain behind the company. During that period, it was Annabelle who encouraged Rory and cheered him up, enabling them to save Kelly Group from collapse and put it back on track. It was also Annabelle who encouraged him to shoot more movies and even gave him a lot of resources, making him the popular movie legend that he now was. All these memories made Rory's heart beat fast with emotion. He stepped forward and looked into her eyes.
Annabelle, are you engaged to Rupert?
Annabelle sighed deeply. She just didn't know how she could explain it to him. In the past, she had made it clear to him that they were not meant for each other. But Rory refused to listen and even said, "Even though you don't love me, you can't stop me from loving you." After thinking for a while, Annabelle said slowly, "It's a little complicated. It's not something that can be explained in a few words. How about this? Let's make an appointment and have a good discussion. I just need an answer, Annabelle. Are you engaged to Rupert? Yes or no?" Rory insisted.
"Yes," Annabelle nodded.
Her engagement to Rupert was supposed to last for only 3 months, but until it expired, she remained Rupert's fiancée. So, she wasn't lying to Rory. She didn't want him to have any hope of being her man one day. Since he and Rupert were friends, he would give up, wouldn't he? Rory was badly hurt by Annabelle's words.
"Why?
Is Rupert better than me?" he asked sadly. "No, I just think he and I are more compatible," Annabelle explained. "You know, Rory, I've always told you that we're not meant for each other."
"No."
An indescribable look of pain flashed across Rory's handsome face. He grabbed her shoulders and looked into her eyes. "Annabelle, please give me a chance. I promise to do better than Rupert. I'll prove to you that I'm more suitable for you than he is.
Rory, please let go of me."
Annabelle scolded, but Rory held her even tighter.
"Annabelle, don't be so cruel to me, please,"
Rory begged in a trembling voice. But Annabelle threw his hands off her shoulders and said angrily, "We are not compatible. Why can't you understand that?" Meanwhile, Rupert had been waiting for Annabelle in the box for a long time. When she still didn't return, he got up and made straight for the bathroom. From afar, he saw Annabelle and Rory standing together in what he felt was an intimate posture. Chapter 56 Aunt Flo. Rupert's gorgeous face darkened as he gazed at the scene in front of him. He wondered what Annabelle was up to. He had no idea why Annabelle was talking with Rory. Rupert couldn't figure out what Annabelle and Rory were doing. He then approached them and asked coldly, "Annabelle, what are you doing?" Annabelle quickly pushed Rory away and turned to face Rupert. With a strained smile, she responded, "Nothing. I'm just asking for his autograph."
"Really?"
Rupert scowled and gave Rory a stern look. It was clear he didn't believe what she said. Rory stared at Rupert with a poker face.
"Yes. Let's get back now."
Annabelle grasped Rupert's arm and stated. As he watched Annabelle and Rupert walk away, Rory felt frustrated. He couldn't understand why Annabelle picked Rupert instead of him. Rory wondered if Annabelle was aware that Rupert had feelings for Candy. Rupert didn't even love Annabelle, much less treat her well. Rory believed Annabelle would one day realize that he was the only one who truly loved her and only he was a good match for her. Annabelle and Rupert walked back to their booth, arm in arm. "Do you know Rory?" Rupert's face darkened as he gazed at Annabelle. Annabelle faked a smile and replied, "Who doesn't know the popular star? Besides, you were the one who introduced him to me."
"Are you sure?"
Rupert asked, narrowing his eyes. Rupert had just caught Annabelle in Rory's arms outside the bathroom. Clearly, she was after more than just his autograph. He wanted to figure out what Annabelle and Rory had done. Rupert was well aware that Rory was madly in love with a girl. The girl was not only wealthy but also Rory's boss. Rory loved that girl just as much as he loved Candy. Rory had been in love with that girl for so long that he couldn't think of dating any other girl. The two of them being close outside the bathroom meant that Annabelle was the one who took the initiative. Rupert wondered whether what Kathy said was true, that Annabelle loved to seduce wealthy men. Still, Rupert didn't think Annabelle was that type of girl. "Of course, I almost got his autograph. He would have agreed to sign for me if you hadn't shown up unexpectedly. You must ask him for an autograph for me next time." Annabelle stared guiltily when she saw Rupert's dark face. Rupert gave her a quick look and said nothing. Awkwardness permeated the room. Annabelle lowered her head and ate quietly, despite the growing discomfort in her stomach. "What's the matter with you?" Rupert inquired when he noticed that something was wrong with Annabelle. Annabelle got up, her face turning pallid, her stomach hurting more than before.
"I have a bellyache.
Let me take you to the hospital. Does it hurt so much?" Rupert asked, his face full of worry. Annabelle rested her palms on the table as she tried to endure the discomfort in her stomach. She wondered whether she was having her period. She experienced a rising sensation of heat in her abdomen. It was her period, she knew, but the pain was unlike anything she had experienced before. Annabelle opened her mouth to say something when she became dizzy and fell to the floor.
"What's the matter, Annabelle?"
Rupert's voice was trembling. He extended his large hands and hid her. Rupert carried Annabelle to the sofa and noticed a blood stain on her dress. He was shocked. Maybe she was injured. The thought that Annabelle was injured scared him. He immediately pulled out his phone and dialed Tristan Craig's number. "Come to the restaurant in 5 minutes." The Craig family had been doctors for decades and had a good rapport with the Benton family. Tristan had inherited his family's hospital at a young age and possessed exceptional medical skills. He was in a bar having a good time with a female celebrity when Rupert called him.
"What's wrong, Rupert? Are you sick? Why are you in such a rush?
Cut the crap. Come here now," Rupert stated impatiently.
"All right, I'll be there shortly."
Tristan rushed to the restaurant, thinking something had happened to Rupert. "Please examine her. She is hurt." Rupert heaved a sigh of relief as soon as he saw Tristan walk in. Tristan was taken aback when he saw Rupert's hand tightly clutching Annabelle's. He wondered when Rupert started being worried about women.
"So, who is she?"
Tristan asked curiously.
"You seem nervous. Is she Candy?"
Rupert gave him a chilly look.
"Stop talking nonsense. She is Annabelle."
"Annabelle?" Tristan exclaimed. "Isn't she your fiancée? Wasn't she chosen for you by your grandfather?
You don't like her, do you?
So, why are you so nervous?
Cut the crap and just examine her.
She is injured." Rupert glared at him and then pointed at the blood on Annabelle's dress.
"Injured?"
Tristan felt Annabelle's pulse and carefully examined the blood stain on her dress. He then burst out laughing.
"Her Aunt Flo visited."
"What?
Aunt Flo?"
This threw Rupert off. Smiling, Tristan explained, "Every girl would be on period every month." It wasn't until then that Rupert understood what he meant.
"So, why did she pass out?"
Rupert was concerned. Looking at the dishes on the table, Tristan answered,
she suffers from hypoglycemia. Perhaps it's due to an irregular diet and excessive fatigue. She'll be all right after some rest. Rupert nodded regretfully. He shouldn't have had her work overtime. When Annabelle awoke, she found herself in Rupert's room at Watermoon Community. Rupert's gorgeous face greeted her as she opened her eyes slowly. "You're finally awake." He stared at her with deep-set eyes. Rubbing her eyes, Annabelle asked, "Weren't we having dinner? What happened to me? You passed out." "Well, that." Rupert was a little embarrassed. "What?" Annabelle frowned as she remembered why she passed out. She recalled Rupert asking her to work overtime and then taking her to a restaurant for dinner, where she met Rory. She later had a stomachache. Indeed, she did have a stomachache. It was her monthly period. Annabelle looked down and noticed her dress had been changed. Did Rupert change it for her? Chapter 57 Improper Desire. My clothes. Annabelle wanted to ask who changed her out of her clothes, but she felt too shameful to say it out loud. Rupert cleared his throat in embarrassment and said, "Danica changed your clothes for you. You may thank her." Annabelle breathed out a sigh of relief. Danica was the maid that Rupert hired. Rupert's handsome face appeared softer under the glow of the orange light. "I also asked the doctor to do a checkup on you. It seems that you have hypoglycemia." "Oh, all right." Annabelle could not help the feeling of humiliation that she felt. Even something like her menstruation could make her faint. When did her body begin to have such a weak condition? This was all Rupert's fault. It must have been because she had to take care of Rupert last night. She ended up tired and was only able to go to bed at a later time. Then today, she was ordered to arrange the minutes of the meeting as well as make revisions in the plan. There had been no time left for her to have dinner. So then, she fainted because of her hypoglycemia. "You'll be fine after some rest." Rupert checked his watch. "It's late now. You should go to bed early. And don't go to the company tomorrow." "Thank you." Annabelle massaged her stomach and began to feel less pain. The next day, Annabelle woke up at 9 o'clock. She was going to be late. Annabelle immediately got out of bed, hurriedly packed her things and made her way out of the room. When she arrived at the kitchen, the sight of a middle-aged woman busy working there stopped Annabelle in her tracks. When the woman noticed Annabelle's presence, she politely set down what she had been holding and walked over to Annabelle. She greeted courteously, "Miss Hewitt?" "Hello. You must be Danica," Annabelle asked after taking a while to contemplate. Danica nodded and smiled at her, "Your breakfast is ready." After sparing a glance at her watch, Annabelle responded in an apologetic manner, "Thank you, Danica. But if I stay any longer, I'm going to be late for work. I must get going now." Despite that, Danica politely stopped Annabelle from leaving. "Mr. Benton ordered that you must have your breakfast." "Oh, all right, then." This rendered Annabelle speechless. Why would Rupert be concerned about her like that? Annabelle took a seat while Danica brought over her breakfast, along with a cup of ginger tea with brown sugar. "I was asked by Mr. Benton to cook that for you," Danica explained, smiling and gesturing to the tea. "Rupert ordered that? How did he know about that?" She drank up the tea and it gave her a warm feeling. After she finished her breakfast, Annabelle hastily made her way to the company. She still wanted to go to work, even though Rupert had told her to get some well-needed rest at home. As soon as she arrived at the company building, Annabelle overheard the two assistants sat next to her chatting about something. "Wow, Rory is so handsome. Don't fool yourself. Didn't you watch the interview where he said he loved a girl for 2 years? You don't have a chance. Rory." Annabelle sat still in shock. "Annabelle, have you seen the one at the top of the search? Rory's come back and he actually did an interview." The woman sat next to Annabelle, Eve, spoke in an excited tone. "He's rarely accepted any requests to do interviews before." "Is that so?" Annabelle asked in an absent-minded manner. "And who is Rory again?" "Rory. You don't know Rory. He's the most popular male star right now. He's really handsome, too. Eve turned to face Annabelle. He's almost comparable to our president.
Indeed, it was Rory. Annabelle clicked on the top of the search, and there it was, Rory's news at the top. It was quite an exclusive interview. Rory had an appearance that could only be described as elegant yet melancholic at the same time, all clad in his white suit and gold-rimmed glasses. The first half of the interview was coverage of his new movie, and the second half of the conversation was leading into a more private question.
Now, Rory, I believe that many of our viewers are interested to know about your personal life. Is there someone you could call your girlfriend at the moment?
Could you tell us?
A faint smile appeared on Rory's face.
No, I don't have a girlfriend at the moment.
That must be great news for your female fans who are watching right now.
Rory's voice lowered.
But there is a woman that I love deeply. I'm waiting for her to accept me.
Annabelle felt slightly annoyed at the interview, and she turned it off.
It seemed that she and Rory needed to set time aside to have a talk. He was quite the public figure, so that was inappropriate for him to say that in public.
Annabelle sat there in a daze until her surroundings seemed to quiet down all of a sudden.
Annabelle, bring the ice and fire plan into my office.
Annabelle raised her head and her eyes met the sight of Rupert walking toward her.
Right away.
Annabelle extracted the plan that was ordered and followed Rupert into the CEO's office.
Rupert closed the door behind them and took a seat at the sofa.
You weren't feeling well, if I could recall. Why did you come to work today?
Recalling the events of the night prior, Annabelle could not help the feeling of embarrassment that crept up on her. She was always at the top condition of her health.
It was only an accident that she fainted last night.
With a smile, she replied, I feel much better now. Plus, a time like now is critical for the ice and fire project. I'd rather not delay the progress of this project and let it be due to my personal concerns.
All right. Rupert gestured to the seat next to him and motioned for Annabelle to take it.
Annabelle complied and sat next to Rupert, though she made sure to keep a decent space apart from him while handing over to him the plan.
I had it revised last night.
Before she could even her words, Annabelle was interrupted by Rupert.
Did you see the hot search today?
Hot search?
Did Rupert see her watch the interview clip that Rory was in?
Sorry, I shouldn't have watched that clip during my working hours.
Annabelle apologized.
Rupert's face contorted into a frown and he said, then you must have seen that Rory has a girl that he loves.
So what?
Why should that concern me?
Annabelle retorted.
Rupert cast a serious glance at Annabelle and said in a cold tone, so, don't develop an improper desire for him. It would be good to remember who you are at the moment.
An improper desire? What on earth could Rupert possibly mean by that?
Did it seem like she had any desire, improper or not, for Rory?
It was no question that Rory had an improper desire for her.
But Annabelle had the right to keep it unknown to Rupert.
After gathering her thoughts for a moment, Annabelle pursed her lips and responded sternly, please don't assume anything malicious of me, Rupert.
I don't have that kind of relationship with them like you may think I do, be it Marcel or Rory.
That's good, then.
Rupert felt a tinge of joy settle inside him as he heard what Annabelle said.
He slowly inched closer toward Annabelle, an unreadable expression gleaming in his eyes.
Remember, Anna, you are my fiancé.
Annabelle could feel her heartbeat begin to rise when she noticed that Rupert's handsome face was nearing closer and closer to her.
Fiancé.
As far as she knew, she was only his fiancé on nominal terms.
Annabelle felt the urge to respond with denial, but instead, she replied in a light tone, all right, then.
Rupert's face was still inching toward her and his lips were almost about to touch hers.
Chapter 58. Are you done ogling me?
As Annabelle stared at the breathtakingly handsome face approaching her, her heart began racing.
Rupert.
A sudden and abrupt voice shattered the enigmatic atmosphere. Annabelle shoved Rupert away and sat up straight. She was secretly annoyed. Why did her face feel so hot? Why hadn't she pushed Rupert away just now? Was she captivated by his gorgeous looks? She raised her eyes to take a look at the unexpected guest. It was none other than Kathy. With furrowed eyebrows, Annabelle wondered what Kathy would do. Wearing high heels, Kathy walked in. She glared at Annabelle, then turned her attention to Rupert. Restraining the jealousy that overwhelmed her, she asked, "Rupert, did I disturb you?" Rupert frowned slightly. The heat that had lit up his eyes a second ago was instantly replaced with coldness. He looked at Kathy with narrowed eyes and asked, "Why are you here?"
"Rupert, how is your hand?"
"I brought you an ointment. It's very effective." As Kathy spoke, she extracted a tube of ointment from her bag and handed it to Rupert.
"No, thanks."
Rupert pushed Kathy's hand away. "I already have an ointment." Observing Kathy's disappointed expression, Annabelle chimed in, "Rupert only uses the ointment I brought for him. Right, babe?" Rupert softly agreed with a hum.
"Babe."
Kathy mentally cursed Annabelle for being shameless. With a clenched jaw, Kathy told herself to calm down. "Annabelle, are you still angry with me?" Kathy dropped her gaze to the floor, pretending to look pitiful. "I think you've misunderstood me. Rupert's mom insisted on coming to the company to meet you yesterday, and I couldn't change her mind. She was very concerned about Rupert. After all, he was injured while trying to save you. Her fury was understandable. Please don't be angry, Annabelle." Seeing how Kathy absolved herself of the whole thing, Annabelle sneered, "Really? You told her about Rupert's injury, didn't you?"
"I didn't."
Kathy bit her lower lip, wanting to say more, but Rupert cut her off. "All right, Kathy, go back to school. Don't come here for trivial reasons in the future." Rupert's tone was a little icy and impolite. He rudely ordered her to leave. Kathy's spirits plunged. Unconvinced, she tried again, saying, "Rupert, I came here especially to give you this ointment. Didn't you already say that? You don't need to worry about your cousin's injury. He gave you advice for your own good. He asked you to concentrate on your studies and not get distracted with other matters," Annabelle said with a smile. Kathy resisted the urge to rip Annabelle's face apart in front of Rupert and said, "Rupert, I'm leaving now. You'd better keep this ointment. It might come in handy in the future." She placed the ointment on the table, turned on her heel, and left. Glancing at the ointment lying on the table, Annabelle said, "Your cousin has specially brought this ointment for you. Shouldn't you put it away?"
"No need," Rupert replied indifferently.
To Annabelle's surprise, he tossed the ointment into the trash can. "Why did you throw it away?" Annabelle asked in a baffled voice. Rupert gazed at Annabelle intensely and said in a playful tone, "Didn't you say that I would only use the ointment you bought?" Annabelle was speechless. Kathy heard a thud behind her. She was stunned. A gamut of emotions invaded her heart. Rupert threw away the ointment that she had specially given him. It was all Annabelle's fault. Jealousy raged in Kathy's heart. She couldn't wait to drive Annabelle away. However, Annabelle had Rupert's protection, and even his mother couldn't drive a wedge between them. Kathy was suddenly struck with an idea. She was not the only one who wanted Annabelle gone. For example, Heather also wanted to get rid of Annabelle. Although Kathy hated Heather, right now, she hated Annabelle more. She knew that Heather only had unrequited love. Rupert didn't like her at all. Kathy's biggest rival in love was Annabelle. Perhaps, she could exploit Heather to win the game. As soon as it was time to leave work, Rupert took Annabelle back to Water Moon Community. Danica had prepared a table full of dishes, all of which were Annabelle's favorites. "If there's nothing else, I'll take my leave now," Danica said with a smile. Rupert nodded, picked up a piece of beef, and served it in Annabelle's bowl. Giving her a cool look, he said, "See if tastes good. It's delicious." As Annabelle bit into the beef, Her tongue was assaulted with the crispy and smooth texture. You can tell Danica what you want to eat in the future. Rupert ate dinner with great elegance. His facial features seemed to have been carefully carved by God. Even if he was just having a simple dinner, he looked dignified and perfect. Annabelle seemed to be mesmerized.
Thank you.
You don't have to thank me, Rupert said flatly. Annabelle smiled, raised her gaze, and her eyes suddenly clashed with Rupert's. His eyes were like the deep sea, unfathomable, as if they could absorb human souls. She was increasingly struck with the realization that this man was absolutely stunning.
Are you done ogling me?
Rupert suddenly asked. His magnetic voice reached her ears, making her cheeks turn red.
I didn't.
I saw it, Rupert said with a chuckle. Annabelle glared at him.
If you weren't staring at me, how could you see that?
Rupert watched Annabelle with raised eyebrows, a faint smile playing on his lips.
I don't deny that you're beautiful.
Annabelle flushed. Why was Rupert so flirtatious? He should be distant. The atmosphere in the dining room became a little awkward. Just then, Annabelle's phone rang inappropriately. She took it out and saw that Rory was calling. As her mind flashed back to what Rupert had said this morning, she refused to answer it.
Why don't you answer the phone?
Rupert asked in a low voice. Annabelle coughed and replied, "It's a spam call." The second she finished speaking, her phone rang again. Rory was calling her again. He was persistent, as if he would keep calling if she didn't pick up her phone. With a scowl, Annabelle got to her feet with the phone.
I'm sorry. I have to take this.
Watching her receding figure, Rupert felt a little deflated. Who was calling her? Why was she answering it behind his back? Chapter 59 Isn't she Annabelle? Annabelle glanced back as she walked to the balcony and discovered that Rupert didn't follow her. Then she answered the phone.
Rory, what's up?
Annabelle, I'd like to meet with you. Rory spoke in a gloomy tone. Annabelle agreed after some consideration. Okay, let's meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Blues Cafe. She also had a lot to say to Rory.
See you tomorrow then, Rory said quickly.
He wondered if he still had a chance with Annabelle now that she accepted to go on a date with him. The following day was a weekend. Annabelle left early in the morning. She was used to being early. However, Rory arrived before her. The Blues Cafe was located on Dauberga's busiest commercial street. It was a peaceful, pleasant setting to relax in. Rory drove toward the commercial street, gripping the wheel firmly. Heather's car followed Rory's. Today, she and her friends went out shopping. Suddenly, Bella pointed to the car in front of them and stated, "Isn't that Rory?" Bella was a big fan of Rory. She couldn't help but fall in love with this tall and gorgeous man after seeing him on TV for the first time. She was aware that he had returned a few days ago. She had tried everything she could to meet him, but she had never found an opportunity. She had no idea she would see him on the way. "The car is far ahead of us. I can't see him," Heather said discontentedly. "Don't be silly, Bella. It's difficult to meet a superstar like Rory." Another friend agreed with Heather.
"I have good vision. I'm very confident it's Rory."
Bella, unable to contain her excitement, fixed her gaze on the vehicle in front of them. She felt confident that Rory was in the vehicle, despite the fact that they could only see the back of the car.
"Please, let's follow him. I want to ask him for an autograph and take a picture with him."
Bella was so obsessed with Rory. Now that she saw Rory while shopping with Heather, it indicated that they were fated to meet.
"If you want to follow him, you are free to. I don't have time."
Heather's thoughts were entirely focused on Rupert, and she had no desire to pursue other men.
"All right, Heather, I'll go."
Bella was aware of Heather's anger, yet she couldn't resist her idol's charm. She got out of the car and called for a cab.
"Please, sir, follow the black car in front of us."
Bella pointed at Rory's car in the distance.
"Which car?"
The driver looked in the direction Bella was pointing.
"It's the black car right in front of us. Please hurry."
Bella urged nervously. They were a little late. And the taxi driver lost sight of Rory's vehicle. Annabelle found Rory waiting for her at the Blues Cafe. He had booked the entire cafe so that no one would bother them. Rory sat in a corner beside the window, gazing at the door with his deep eyes until the girl he was obsessed with appeared in his sight. Annabelle. Rory rose to his feet and approached her. Annabelle wore a white dress that was beautifully cut and showed off her perfect form. Her delicate features revealed that she was capable, graceful, and gorgeous. She was still the girl in his memory that made his heart race. "Hello, Rory. I apologize for being late." Annabelle approached, smiling. "Don't apologize. I'm the one who arrived early." Rory looked at Annabelle lovingly. He pulled out the chair for her. "I ordered your favorite mocha." "Thank you," Annabelle replied as she sat down. "I haven't seen you in months. You are still stunning and charming." Rory complimented her. Even her action of sipping coffee was appealing to him. Annabelle was a little embarrassed and quickly changed the subject. "Why did you come back suddenly?" "If I remember well, you signed a contract with a well-known film company."
"I canceled the contract."
Rory shrugged.
"What? But why?"
Annabelle was astounded. "Isn't it your dream to be the best movie star in the world? What made you give up so suddenly?"
"The dream is nothing in comparison to love."
Rory looked intently at Annabelle. "I don't think you love Rupert. You did that on purpose, right?
You want me to give up, don't you?"
"Rory, please stop being childish." Annabelle was irritated. "Whether I love Rupert or not has nothing to do with you. Don't you know what would happen if you terminated your contract just like that?"
"I'll bear the responsibility," Rory said firmly. "Besides, I think our country is better for my career. So, I intend to concentrate on the domestic market."
"It's not up to you to make that decision. Why are you impetuous?"
Annabelle scowled. "It wasn't an impulsive decision. I have my reason. I've made a detailed strategy. I'll show you in a few days. You'll undoubtedly agree with me by then."
Rory stated with a determined look in his eyes. Annabelle maintained her long face. Despite her agreement with Rory's plans, he still did so without consulting her.
"You'd better show it to me soon as possible."
Annabelle frowned. "Even so, you shouldn't have made rash decisions or talked nonsense in front of the media. I read the trending topics yesterday. Don't you think it's inappropriate to say that?"
"No, I don't think so. Acting is my profession, but my life is more than that. What I want to do most is share my achievement and happiness with the girl I love," Rory stated solemnly. His dark brown eyes sparked mysteriously. He suddenly stretched his hand and held Annabelle's.
"Annabelle, you know the girl I'm talking about, right?" Bella eventually found Rory's car in the parking lot and took the elevator to Blues Cafe. She stopped by the door and looked around. No one was in the cafe. She wondered whether she was in the wrong place. Disappointed, Bella turned to look elsewhere when she noticed a man and a woman sitting in the corner of the cafe. She recognized the man even though she could only see their side faces from her viewpoint. He was Rory, the man she had admired for a long time. And the woman looked familiar. Bella was taken aback when she realized that it was Annabelle.
Chapter 60 Photographed.
Bella frowned. If her memory served her right, Annabelle was Rupert's fiancée. Meanwhile, Heather was fond of Rupert. The last time at Brock's birthday party, Heather framed Annabelle for stealing her diamond ring to not only embarrass her in public but also drive her away from Rupert. However, Annabelle was able to quickly resolve the issue. Heather took it to heart and held a grudge against Annabelle. Heather told her friends more than once that she must figure out a plan to drive Annabelle away. Bella believed if she revealed to Heather that Annabelle dated Rory behind Rupert's back, Heather would be thrilled. But why was Annabelle with Rory? And Rory held Annabelle's hands and the body language between them came across as extremely intimate. Did any secret relationship exist between Annabelle and Rory? How could Rory, the superstar, fall in love with Annabelle? Perhaps she used her beauty to her advantage and shamelessly seduced him. Bella grew jealous upon noticing Rory's undeniable adoration for Annabelle. She took out her phone, snapped a photo, and sent it to Heather. Heather was shopping with her friends when she saw the photo. However, the figures in the photo were quite blurry and she could hardly recognize who they were. Confused, Heather simply ignored Bella's message. After waiting for a while and with still no response from Heather, Bella sent her another message. Heather, have you seen the photo I sent you? Annabelle is with Rory. This time, Heather received the message and looked at the photo carefully. Although it was blurry, it was hard to deny that the girl was Annabelle. Did that mean Annabelle was cheating on Rupert with another man? Excited, Heather immediately called Bella. Is it true? Annabelle is with Rory. Of course it's true. I saw them together with my own eyes. Bella pursed her lips tightly as she set a firm, jealous gaze on Rory. She didn't understand what was so good about Annabelle. Why did Rory keep looking at her with such affectionate eyes? What was the relationship between Annabelle and Rory? Where are they now? Heather asked, deciding to have a look in person. If what Bella said was true and Rupert discovered that his fiancée dated another man without telling him, Annabelle would be in big trouble. A man as proud and noble as Rupert would certainly never stand by and allow his fiancée to betray him. In other words, Annabelle would be sent away, possibly to an ever worse fate. At thought of Rupert sending Annabelle away, Heather was thrilled. She quickly reminded Bella, the photos you sent were too blurry. Take a few more as soon as possible. You stay there and keep a close eye on them. I'll be right there. Okay. Bella nodded and agreed without hesitation. She took out her phone and managed to snap a few more photos. However, Annabelle and Rory were sitting in a corner of the cafe that was too far away. All Bella could take from her phone were their side profiles. She needed to get into the cafe for a better shot. But just as she was about to enter it, the waiter stopped her in her tracks. I'm sorry, Miss A guest has booked the entire cafe today. We're not receiving any other guests right now. If you let me in, I'll give you money. Bella took out a stack of cash and stuffed it into the waiter's hand. I really can't. I'm sorry. The waiter refused with a smile. Meanwhile, in the cafe, Annabelle pulled back her hand and said, Rory, I thought I made myself clear. We two aren't meant for each other. You should divert all that attention to your work instead. Why? Rory clearly wasn't giving up. Is it because of Rupert? Annabelle pursed her lips and was about to explain everything to him when he said, Annabelle, there's something you don't know. What do you mean? Annabelle asked. Rory opened his lips and said, Rupert is deeply in love with a girl. A girl he loved? Is it Candy? Annabelle took a deep breath. Do you know her? Rory was stunned. Annabelle lowered her eyes and nodded. Well, since you know her, you also ought to know that she's the only one in Rupert's heart. He doesn't truly love you. You'll never be happy with him. Remembering that night when Rupert got drunk and called out to Candy, Annabelle felt an inexplicable and painful tug at her heart. She opened her mouth, trying to say something, but then she heard a ruckus just outside the door. Annabelle looked in the door's direction and asked, "What's going on?" "I'll go and have a look." Rory stood up and walked towards the door. Just now, he was met with a flash of light. It must have been the paparazzi. Bella was still persuading the waiter into letting her in when she noticed a tall figure walking toward her. It was Rory. Suddenly, her heart was beating faster. What's wrong? Rory asked in a low voice. I'm sorry, Mr. Kelly. This lady insisted on coming in, the waiter quickly explained to him. Rory then gave Bella a cold look. What's up? Looking into his eyes, Bella felt the rush of an electric current flow through her body. The man in front of her was tall, handsome, and melancholic. He was more handsome and charming in person than he was on TV. After staring at him for a few seconds, Bella finally came to her senses before replying, Rory,
I'm your loyal fan. You're an absolute heartthrob. Can I have your autograph? This was the first time she ever got to see him up close, and it showed in how fast her heart was racing. Bella ended up a stuttering bundle of nerves. It turned out she was his fan. Rory shot Bella's phone a piercing look. Were you taking pictures of me just now?
I.
Her hand holding the phone began to tremble. Give it to me, Rory demanded in a harsh tone. Bella tightened her grip on her phone, not knowing what to do for a moment. Eventually, Rory stepped forward and grabbed the phone from her.
Password?
Rory demanded with a frown. The cold vibe he gave off came at her. Bella trembled and gingerly entered her password.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take your photos.
She bit her lips, feeling uneasy.
Rory was angry?
Was it because she was secretly taking photos of him? Rory opened the photos she took and deleted every single one with him and Annabelle. He made sure that none of those photos were left before returning it to Bella.